mevatel this gzera. So he said like this: Yelech let Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Let Rav Shimon ben Yochai go. Shum melumed ben Nisan. He's used to having Nisan happen to him. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, we know he lived there 12 or 13 years in a cave. He only lived with Nisan there. He lived in a cave for 13 years, 12 years. So let Rav Shimon ben Yochai go. He's melumed ben Nisan. So Mora says still the Achra of Mielach. Who's going to go with him though? Can't just somebody couldn't send him alone. Who's going to go with him? So Mora said, let Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. Let Reb Lezer Reb Yosi also go along. Let him go along. Omer lehem Reb Yosi. So I says the father of Reb Lezer Reb Yosi said like this. Omer Reb Yosi. V'ilu hoy Abba Chalafta kaim. If my father like Abba Chalafta would be alive, is Yechol lematim loy meloy tein bincha lariga. Like would he let them say like, let my son go? Like, of course my father would have stopped me from going. As if to say, I'm not going to let you send my son. I'm afraid he's going to die. So, like Rashi says, same thing, you can't tell me also to send my son. Is Omelahem says so. Omelahem Shimon. So Shimon also got scared, as if to say it's a dangerous mission, like the same way Reb Yosi doesn't want his son Reb Lezer to go. So Shimon said the same thing that about Mustam, his father also would not want him to go. His omelet Reb Shimon, ilu hoya yoichoy abakam, if my father Reb Yochanan would be alive, yochoy lematem lemla, could you tell my father like tain binchal ariga to let your son go? Avade, I see, got afraid also. So Rashi says, Rashi learns that the reason why Reb Yosi wanted to stop his son from going, Rashi says, Mistafina, because Reb Yosi was afraid, Dilma Onish Le Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Maybe Reb Shimon ben Yochai like would curse him and give him punishment on the way to his own son. Over Dovizan, that's why he was afraid, Yosi, Mepach Levin, Shemizioni, Shem Yichos Allah Bishvil Shum Dovav Yenishenu. And we'll soon see. That's really why Reb Yosi was afraid. Not because he was afraid of the mission, but he was afraid that on the way, maybe Reb Shimon Yochai would curse his son. So what happened, the Gemara says, was, Omar Lahu Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said like this, Anu Az Linan. Reb Yosi said, if so, you know what, I'm going to go myself. Because otherwise, Dilma Anishlei Reb Shimon, like I'm afraid to let my son go, because I'm afraid maybe on the way, Reb Shimon like would curse my son and give my son a punishment. So that's why I'm afraid to let my son, I'm afraid to let my son Reb Lezer go with Reb Shimon. To come as Tafinon, Reb Shimon. Sumara says, Yosebeis, Shimon who? To call Mistafina, because I'm afraid of him. Sumara says, Kibbul Olay Deloy Lanshe. So Reb Shimon said, no, I'll be mekabel, accept upon myself not to curse your son. Don't be afraid. Rashi says, Kibbalov, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Tloyonishle, he won't make him have a punishment. Even so, the Gemara still says, Onshin, that still Reb Lezer got a punishment report because of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And we'll soon see, Reb Lezer, come on. Tiyomalei al-Tatsa Rebet, we'll soon see. So, what happened was, though, is so they both went, so the kids are Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, and the Shimon ben Yochai were both going on this dangerous mission to talk to the Roman government to try and get them to mevatel these gezeiros. So what happened was, k'shoyim halchem b'derech, when they were both walking on the road, is nishlo shalazu b'fneihem, they threw this question in front of them. The question came out between both of them. The question is this question, that minayin, how do I know to say that ledam hasheret shu tomei? How do I know to say that the dam that comes out of sheret is tomei? How do I know this from? So Olkim Piv Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. So Reb Lezer Reb Yosi like turned around his mouth. Rashi says Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi Shloyei Makor. He didn't say in a loud voice like he used to speak. El Ikim Piv. He turned his mouth around a little bit just to say it very low. In low, Rashi says Shloyagas Shimon. He didn't want Shimon to hear it. Why? Because otherwise it'll be like he's being Mayra Locha Befonov. Master Reb Shimon was the Rebbe, and Reb Lezer was the Talmud. So even though Reb Lezer answered the question, but it wasn't nice because really he was doing it in front of his Rebbe. So he did it quietly, in order that the Rebbe should not realize it. The Rashi says, Rafa Pikein, he, because Reb Shimon still heard, found out about it, and he told him, Tak, and he gave him this curse, we'll soon see. So Morris, what happened here? So it says, Okin, Morris says, Okin, Piv, Rio Blessed, Rav Yossi, turned around his mouth. For Yom, and he said this person he had before, Bezelechem Atame. That's what, like the Moro was saying before, Masi was saying, it wasn't really Reb Shimon that said this pasuk first, but it's this Meister, Reb Lezer, Reb Yais, he was the one that said it first. He said over this pasuk. But Omele Reb Shimon, Shimon said to him though, Me'akimus Vasecha, from the fact that you're turning around your mouth, Atoniko Shatam Chochem Ato. It's Niko that you're a Tam Chochem. In other words, I see that you never learned very well. But still there's a time upon you, like still you're being Moira Lochem of Nei Rabbi. Therefore he says, Ayachsara ben Eitzalov, if he gave him like a curse to say that you, Reb Lezer, should not be Zoycha to go back to your father. You should not come back. Rashi says, the Yonshoi, this tackle was an Einish that he received. Rashi says, Vidich Mufarsh Magorot Ochi Hev Yuvda, Denota Nafsha Lomus, Ad Sheniskur Abshim Ben Yechoi, Shomul Yoviv, Sheimachziru Lisholom, Abikash Arachimim, Fehech Nisrapim Mufarsh Osim. So the other way, he was about to die, and Shimon was mispalo for him to save him. But Korban Al gives through his time, Shimon gave him this curse to say, you should not be Zerka to come back. What happened was, Yotzo Lekrosoi Ben Talman. So Kitzad is still on the way to go to Rome. So when Shimon Ben Yechoyim, when Reb Lezer Bius was on the way, it came in front of them, this Ben Talmion. So Rashi says it was a shade, a demon came to them. A shade. So, Ritzoinchem over Yimochem. So he said to the shade, agreed to go with them to help him out. She says, do you want me to go along with you to help you to get the Romans to change their mind? Is Bocher Reb Shimon, Shimon started to cry. Bocher Reb Shimon, he said to Biyomi, said, Ma Shivcho Shel Beis Abba, Nizdam Lo Malach Sholish Pomim, Vani Lo Epam Achas. It never happened to me yet. Rashi says, Shivcho or Beis Abba means by Romavinu, Shivcha means Hogor. Rashi says Hogor. Is Nadamna Lo Shloisha Malachim. The Shloisha Pom Ksiv Malach HaPasha says three times the word Malach by the Pasha that the Malach appeared to Hogor. And Rabbi Shimon was not Zerucha to see any Malachim. This is the first time like the shade, like a little bit of a Malach like, came to him. But he told him a Kopon was Yavoi. Vipamachas is Yavoi. And Hanais Mikom Mokom. Like, let him come. And maybe because of him, Hanais will happen. So he said yes, like, let him come. So Kitzi came along. Yov, he came with him. Or the Gisa should be, he says what? Yov, Hanais. I tell you, says the Gisa was that he said to him, That was the Gisa. And like he said to him, because of me will happen to Nais. So Kitzi, they agreed to let him come. So when he came along, what he did was like this. Is Kodem Hu Al Babarte de Kesar. So this shade now went into this demon, like went into the daughter of the king, went into the daughter's king. Imamish made him a sugar. Rashi is a finished she became a sugar. For he said, Tzuekis, the daughter of the king, started to scream out, Vioneris, Hovuli Yasem Shimon Yechoi, Bechol Shah, please bring me Shimon Yechoi. She used to scream it out the whole time. And so what happened was, Kimot Hosev, when finally Shimon Yechoi and Reb Lezer walked into Rome, is Omar ben Talmin. So they found, the Romans found out, this is Reb Shimon Yechoi, and here the king's daughter was going crazy screaming for him, so they brought him to her to try and save her. So when they came to her, Shimon Yechoi said, Omar, he said, Ben Talmin say, he spoke to the shade and said, the shade, go out. The Chiv and the Korolei, as soon as Reb Shimon Yechoi called out to the shade, Nofak, he left her, Ozal. So now the daughter became normal. So now the king felt so good that Reb Shimon Yechoi saved his daughter. Omelet, so the king said to him, Shilu koma dislechoi lemishol. Anything you want to ask, you could ask for, I'll give you. So what happened was, V'yalinu leganzei, they let him come into this famous Roman treasure house. Lishko called the boy, whatever you want, you can take out of my treasure house. Is Ashkechu hu igra. They found that letter, that document that said about the three gzeris. Shaklu, they took the document, the karu, and they ripped it up. So that's how they say they took away the mavato, this gzera from the Romans. And now the Jews will be able again to be a shema Shabbos and to make a bris milah and to be keep Hilchos Nida. But that was the Maisa. Now the Gemara says, Bahainu, this is also the Yom Reb Lezer Reb Yossi. The Reb Lezer Reb Yossi says like this, that Yomer Rav Lezer bar Rav Yosi, that Ani Re'isi Bir Romi, I was once in the city of Rome, and I saw there in the treasure house of the Romans, I saw the proiches that used to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'abiyolei kamoti padom, I saw a lot of drips of blood on it. Rashi says, "Mevproiches kamari, shuru oisim abeis hakeis." We saw in the Roman kings, for I've led a lot of drips of blood on it. Mi par v'sosh yom kippurim, shuzu le kamatzlif. So gets on that. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says, "Rav Lezer Rav Yosi says, I once saw the proiches by the Romans." It means this ma'isa. This is the ma'isa that him and Rav Shimon Lechoi got into the Roman government, and they both gave him like a schar. They let them walk around the treasure house, and there they saw these things. Now, Kopon again to us, we have from this posik of Zeluchem Hadam, Zeluchem, Zeluchem Hatomei, that even the dam of a sheret is also tomei. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Ha pigul v'hanoisterem et starfin v'vnei shen shnei shemus. You can't put together pigul, chatzik zayas of pigul, chatzik zayas of noiser, your dam and starf together. We'll soon see the Gemara exactly why not. Because they're two different names. Ha sheretz v'hanovelo. If you have a kazayis, a chatzik kazayis of a sheretz, chatzik of a nevela, it's also not a starfin, because they have two different shurim. A sheretz is b'chadosha, a nevela is b'kazayis. V'chein the same thing, ha nevela bos rameis, eim it starfin zem ze, letonei. Afilu b'kal shebishneim, even for the smaller din tumma. Now we had the Mishnah before, because since they have different halachas, a nevela and a meis, even though they're both b'kazayis, for a nevela you only tummy one day, and a meis you tummy for 7 days. See, if we can't be mitzvah for two things together, they have different hilchos tumah. Not even for the cow, that not even the chatzik zayis of a mace could make up for you with the chatzik zayis of the nevela, a korban to be tummy for one day. Even for that, it can't help. Because since it has different hilchos tumah, they're not mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Loishanu, that our Mishnah says, Pigla Nois is not mitzvah, Elo Lotumah Seyadayim. It only means to say that the Rabbon make a tumah, that if the Kayin touches a pigul or nice, he becomes tumah. The Rabbon and he. And therefore Rashi says it's only gzera, and therefore the Rabbon did not make a gzera like gzera. They didn't make this gzera to mitzvah for chatzik zayas of pigul and chatzik zayas of nicer. You only tumah if it's touching a zayas worth of pigul. So for that it's not mitzvah. Because it's only with the Rabbonin. Avolinyan achila. But if you eat a chatzik zayas of pigul and a chatzik zayas of noiser, it's mitzvahfen and echnami, then you would be chayav koris, or you would do a bishayv, you'd be chayav to bring a korban chatzis. Titania, Rav Lezer says, the posik says, lo yoichot ki kodeshu. So he dash on this lav, kol shav a kodesh post, anytime there's something wrong with kodeshim, like it becomes noiser, or becomes pigul, is boakos litin loiser salachilosoi. Here the Torah, this is the lav. Therefore, since there's like one law for both of them, therefore it's mitzvah. Therefore, if you eat a chatzik gezayis of pigul and a chatzik gezayis of noiser, you would be chayiv the mezid, you'd be chayiv koris, and the shayiv you'd be chayiv a chatzis. Now the Mishnah says, "Oichol shenitma b'yava tumah, food that became tumah for now the mitzvah rishon, or else for shenitma v'lada tumah, no other than food that became tumah from a rishon that is a sheni, so mitzvah from zem zeh latamei b'kal shabishneim." Kids, if you have food of a rishon, a chatzik kibetz of rishon atumah, and a chatzik kibetz of food that's a sheni l'tumah, to mitzvah together that they have a loch like at least like a sheni l'tumah, and there'll be poisol truma and be metama kochim. Now, kol oichol mitzvah from zeh zeh list like via the chatzik pras. Now, if a person eats a chatzik pras, that's a half of a half loaf of bread. Let's say a loaf of bread is 6 beitzim, so a half of a pras is 3, and a half of that is an egg and a half. If a person eats an egg and a half worse of oichol tameim, he becomes tamei. So all oichol mitzvah. Another locher is kibbe mazon shtei sudus neiruf. Erev tchum, you have to put out shtei sudus made up from all different type of foods in mitzvah. Kibbeitz to tamei tumas oichlin also needs size of kibbeitz. So all foods in mitzvah together. Gregors also shavas carry for shavas needs size of gregors. Kaseves to mekapurim dina dam kip yechai vidi kaseves. Kolamashkin mitzvah zuzil listlas gavi of revius. We drink revius of all mashkin. Kamaluk mevion kipurim. If you eat a molug with a kippah, it's mitzvahfim. So kids, so these are shurim, all these shurim, all type of oichlin are mitzvahfim, zel is there. Whether it's for Tzoy Shabbos, whether it's for Achilles Yom Kippurim, whether it's for Eruv Tchumim, whether it's for Lifslo Sagviya, by Achilo, by Mashkin, the Pshat, all these things, since the old Mashkin are mitzvahf together, as long as you have a shir made up of all the Mashkin, you'll be tummy. Alright, we'll continue on. You're up to Daf Yud Ches Amr Aleph, but just thought over again from last Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, of Yud Zayin Amabez. It says again, Ho'oichel shenitma b'yavatuma. We have an oichel that becomes a rishon l'tuma because it touched an avatuma, or else we shenitma b'vlaratuma. An oichel that's a sheni l'tuma because it touched a rishon l'tuma. So these two oichels, one's a rishon, one's a sheni, the locher is, mitzar from zem zem. You can put the two of them together if you only have a chatzik kebetz of one and a chatzik kebetz of the other together. You have a kebetz of l'tama b'kal shabishneim. So both of them have the loch now like a sheni l'tuma. So instead of like you have a beitzah's worth of a sheni l'tuma, that now if it touches truma, it'll pass all truma, or if it touches kachim, it'll make it into a shlishi l'kodesh. Now, kol ha'ichlam, all different types of food, is mitzarfim zem zeh, they're all mitzarfim together, lifsal ha'gviyah v'kachatzi pras. That's a loch of them with the Rabbanon. If an Odom eats tamadika food, so if he eats a chatzi pras, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. Let's say a loaf of bread is 6 eggs. So half of that a pras is 3 eggs. So if he eats the size of a chatzi, half of 3, 1.5 eggs worth of oichel tameim, your guf becomes tamei. With Rabbanon, also on the gate, the truma, the pasul truma. So all different types of oichlim together, it's mitzarfin, if you eat them together, a beitz of a chatzi worth of it. The same thing also, v'mozoin, shtei sudas leiruf. Locher, you want to eruf tchumim to walk outside the city, tchum of the city. Before Shabbos, you have to put down the shtei sudas. So those shtei sudas could be made up from all different types of food. Doesn't have to be only bread, it could be made up of all oichlim, on mitzarfin. Okay, beitzo, letame tumas oichlim. Who adin a beitzah's worth of food is metama, could be metama other food. So you need a kebetzah's worth of oichel tmeim. It doesn't have to be a kebetzah's worth of one. It could be a kebetzah's worth of a few of them, a few different oichels together. It's mitzarfin together, letame tumas oichlim. Okay, groigris loitzoy Shabbos. Locher is on Shabbos, if you carry out food, it has to be the size of the groigris, dried out the fig. So that's the sheer how much food you have to carry it on Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be from one food. It can be made up from all different types of foods. As long as you carry out together the size of a groigris worth of food on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv. Or the Shabbos beyond the Kippurim. The yisli chayiv chorus of Yidah on Yom Kippur. You have to eat the size of a kasev, the size of a date. So it doesn't have to be of one food. All different oichlim are mitzarfin to mechayiv you eat a kasev worth of food on Yom Kippur. Now also call hamashkin mitzarfim zuim zu lifsul asagviya braviya. Just like we had before in the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a person eats oichlim tameim, he becomes tamei. The same thing with Rabbanim, if you drink mashkim tameim, if you drink liquid, it's tamei. If you drink a revius of it, you become tamei. So how much do you have to drink a revius of mashkim tameim? It doesn't have to be of one mashka. All mashkim together can be starfin to make the shear of revius. O kumole lugma v'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, if you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros. How much do you have to drink to be chayiv? A mother lugma of a mouthful. So this mouthful is not only of one liquid, and all different type of liquids can even starve to make up the shear of a mole lugma of to be chayiv koros on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, you learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason? She'er she l'shein ishiyas rishon. The reason why in the ratio we say that a tomei oicho rishon and a tomei oicho shen is mitztarfin, so the Shimon says al girsriz shef shel shen is shias rishon because a sheni l'tuma could become into a rishon l'tuma. So when I says is that true? Omikov a sheni rishon, does a sheni make a rishon? Holy yesh, it's not possible. We know at most a sheni can make a shlishi, but a sheni cannot make a rishon. So what is Rav Shimon saying? That's the reason why the ratio of the Mishnah says them it's tarfim together. So Rav says, rather, my Rav says like this, Hoki Kamar. This is what Rav Shimon meant to say. Migorim l'sheni, la rishon. What caused the sheni to become a sheni? Wasn't it the rishon l'tuma? So therefore, since the rishon could cause the sheni to become a sheni, that's a throw that a rishon could also be inspired with the sheni l'tuma. Ravashi says like this, Rishon v'sheni l'gabe shlishi b'nei choda b'ktinu. A Rishon and a sheni negate to make a shlishi, they're both in the same category. Pashat Geret, just like a sheni can make a shlishi, a Rishon should also be able to make a shlishi. So since they're both in the same category, that's why the Mishnah says they're mitzarfin together.